A number of Bath residents came forward to speak at this week's public meeting regarding a draft plan of a subdivision in Bath. The subdivision in question is part of a number of phases of construction in the area. The draft plan looks at a space located at the north end of Country Club Drive, north of Main Street, and west of Church Street in Bath. Council heard from residents as they voiced a number of concerns. The first to speak, Grant Lindsay, brought up the lack of parks.
With the shift in the type of housing geared more towards families and families with children, there is a distinct lack of parkland for these children. There's only one existing site in this entire community, and that's the only active parkland space where there's a swing set where you can take your child.
Resident Jeremy Horworth mentioned Caitlin's responsibility to provide park space.
It's my understanding that a developer has to put a certain amount of funds aside to provide parks or something. I've never seen that from Caitlin.
Another resident, Louise Sweet, spoke about the issue of the construction traffic.
The construction traffic that is currently happening up and down Country Club Drive. I know Caitlin is aware of it, and it's something that's a major concern for the number of people on Country Club.
Resident Nancy Trudell also mentioned the speed of construction traffic.
My biggest concern is the speed. With the construction vehicles, the tradesmen, even some homeowners pass my house. Because now that there's children in the area, it's dangerous. It's way too fast.
A newer resident of Bath and former police officer in Kingston, Mr. Cuthbert, described the potential dangers resulting from these issues.
I'm a police officer, a retired police officer for 48 years. I see all the construction coming up Country Club that makes it into 10 and then carries on into 11, 12, and 13. With all due respect, the traffic is disgusting. The improper vehicles that are coming up, the construction vehicles are coming up, construction vehicles coming from other sites all the way up Country Club into this site and then going back. You know what? I think there's three children in phase 10. Okay. I don't know. They walk up and down the street. They walk way to the other end in order to join the playground, or their parents have to drive them down there. And I feel sorry for them. Can't go onto the golf course. They either play in the streets where all this construction traffic is, someone's going to get hurt.
Resident Sid Dick spoke about the golf course's driving range being relocated.
They also, when I bought 7 years ago, showed us a golf course that had a driving range and all the other amenities that go with a golf course. And it's my understanding that the driving range now is to be relocated. And that changes the project that I was presented and the representation that was made to me when I bought my unit. They're representing things to people to buy, and they're not living up to what they're saying. They're changing to maximize their opportunities.
Loyalist Township's planning supervisor, James Griffin, detailed how parkland is being factored into the proposal.
In terms of this application, what is being proposed is cash in lieu of parkland. So the Planning Act requires 5% of the land be dedicated for parkland. If 5% of the land isn't dedicated, then we get a cash in lieu payment. In terms of the existing parkland for Loyalist Estates, so Loyalist Estates is somewhat of a unique subdivision in that it was given draft approval in the 1990s from the province of Ontario without an expiration date. So it never expired. And at that time, they did provide parkland for the two phases that were the original phases, the north and the south, along County Road 7 or Church Street and Abbeydon.
Griffin addressed concerns about construction traffic as well.
Just in terms of construction traffic, we understand and we hear that. In terms of the haul routes, so for the existing haul routes are there for the existing developments. In terms of this development, ultimately phase 12, which is the connector from one end of Country Club to the other end of Country Club, it needs to be completed because we need the water services to be looped to the other end of Country Club in order to service phase 14. So ultimately, that would be completed before phase 14 would continue, or at least the not fully completed, but a pre-servicing agreement would be entered into and the services and the road would be constructed.
A recommendation will be brought forward to council once comments from township departments, agencies, and the public have been fully addressed. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.